Welcoming into the show, Chris Farrell. He is the head of investigations and research at Judicial Watch. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you, Stacey. Thank you very much.
So let's talk about your lawsuit that you filed. I saw this announced on Twitter, and you also happened to DM me and let me know that this is going on because it's so important. There's been a travesty of justice or injustice here, and Judicial Watch is at the forefront yet again, moving forward on behalf of this family. What are you guys up to?
We filed a $30 million lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California, which is in San Diego, on behalf of the family of Ashley Babbitt, her surviving widower husband, Aaron Babbitt, of course, is the principal litigant in this case. And what we're trying to do is get some accountability and some justice for what happened. There was only one homicide on January 6th, and that was shot Ashley Babbitt when she was unarmed in a very precarious physical position. Clearly, in fact, it's so bad, Bird said, I didn't know who or what I was shooting at in an interview on NBC News. So there's this reckless conduct on behalf of Lieutenant Bird, who has a horrific record when it comes to firearms handling. He couldn't qualify with his weapon. He left his weapon in the National Capitol Visitor Center bathroom, just left it in the bathroom. On another occasion, he shot at juveniles who had stolen his car, and his missed shots hit homes in a suburban area. Bird was a disaster when it came to firearms training, couldn't qualify with his weapon. And so this guy, later on January 6th, shoots an unarmed female Air Force veteran, all 5'3", 100 pounds, and gets away with it, basically. There's no justice in this. And frankly, you know, there's members of the House, actually on both sides, both the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, who thought it was great that Bird shot Ashley Babbitt. And it's horrendous. It's a travesty. It's an injustice. We've taken 3 years to investigate this case, develop it, and then we filed this lawsuit on behalf of Ashley's family, trying to get some kind of accountability.
So, Chris, I understand the outside, the shell that you just described. And I've obviously read about this a great deal leading up to this moment. But for regular everyday Americans who maybe haven't had as much experience with this, and especially the success that Judicial Watch has had in other cases, what is your outlook here and what are you expecting to get on behalf of the Babbitt family?
So, I mean, any civil litigation, maybe the purpose of civil litigation is to seek justice on behalf of someone who's been wronged in order to make them whole in some way, to get some accountability. And in the case of the U.S. government here, they had this out-of-control law enforcement officer who violated and broke every firearms and police procedure rule imaginable in how he ended up shooting and killing Ashley Babbitt. And so what's left really is an investigation, in part through discovery and civil litigation, getting the facts, making them public, and then damages being paid to her surviving family members in the form of her widow or husband, so that there's some correction, there's some accountability, that the wrong be righted in some way. We can't bring Ashley back. She's dead. So the question is, what's left for the living? The American public is owed answers and an explanation. Certainly Aaron, her husband, is owed answers and an explanation. And there should be some remuneration, some effort to make it right. And what's left in civil litigation is a financial claim, and that's what we've brought.
So a financial claim would definitely harm the federal government, which would be on the hook for paying it out. Would the actual perpetrator, the officer who shot her, would he have any ramifications from them losing this case?
So the interesting thing is that in the course of conducting discovery and civil litigation, evidence can be unearthed. We've already uncovered in our efforts the facts I told you about Bird's horrific firearms record. Can't qualify with his weapon, leaves it in a men's room in the visitor center, shoots at a vehicle, what ends up hitting houses in a suburban area. I mean, this shows the recklessness of not just his personal conduct, but also where the Capitol Police in this? Where's the supervision? Where's the discipline? Where's the investigation, evidently, of the shooting? To me, looks like it was phonied up, that they didn't do an adequate investigation to begin with, or they just kind of went through the motions and faked it in order to absolve him, because they didn't want anybody looking real hard at what happened that day.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of sitting here wondering, what kind of a world is he working in? What kind of a work life does he have where he can commit all of those firearms violations? As he's a possessor, he possesses in the course of his duties. How can he possibly do all of that and still retain his position? Had he been properly disciplined for those other violations, he may not have been on the job that day, and Ashley Babbitt might still be alive. Close us out here. What do we expect next? What do we expect next in the last minute here?
No, he got a medal and he got promoted to captain. So this isn't just they gave him a pass. They rewarded him for his conduct.
Wow. So, Chris, I think the big deal here is that we have to watch and see how the case progresses under the expert tutelage of Judicial Watch. And to ensure that we can keep up with it, tell us where to go to keep up with what you're doing with the case.
Yeah, I want everyone to actually read the complaint. Judicialwatch.org, O-R-G, is our website. You can go on there. You can read the documentation. You can read all the records we've gotten about the shooting itself. Everything is posted to our website and linked. Read the records. Read the complaint for yourself and see what really happened on January 6th. Only one homicide, and that was Byrd shooting an innocent, unarmed woman.
Yep, he shot her, killed her on the spot. And since then, there's been nothing but injustice surrounding this. I'm very grateful for the work of Judicial Watch here. Chris Farrell, you are the Director of Investigations over at Judicial Watch. It's at Judicial Watch on Twitter. Thank you, sir. Talk to you again soon.